For our short reflection this morning, please turn with me to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. എന്നാൽ പരിശുദ്ധാത്മാ നിങ്ങളുടെ മേൽ വരുമ്പോൾ നിങ്ങൾ ശക്തി ലഭിച്ചിട്ട് യെരുശലേമിലും യഹൂദിയിൽ എല്ലായിടത്തും ശമരിയിലും ഭൂമിയിലറ്റത്തോളവും എൻ്റെ സാക്ഷികളാകും എന്ന് പറഞ്ഞു. Let us bow down our heads and look unto God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this wonderful day, this bright morning, O Lord. We thank you for adding one more day into our life. Father, as we meditate upon your word, this morning we ask you to speak to us, speak to our hearts. Fill us with the power of your word, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. One of the very familiar verse for every one of us. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria. This was the last commandment Jesus gave to his disciples just before his ascension on Mount of Olives. When they gathered together, the disciples raised a very serious question. In verse 6 and 7 of Acts chapter 1, ഒരുമിച്ച് കൂടിയിരുന്നപ്പോൾ അവർ അവനോട്, കർത്താവിന് ഇസ്രായേലിന് ഈ കാലത്തിലെ ഒരു രാജ്യം യഥാസ്ഥാനമാക്കി കൊടുക്കുന്നത് എന്ന് ചോദിച്ചു. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? See, even after Jesus' death and resurrection, even after they witnessed the risen Lord, still they have that old, they are holding on to that old perception, old notion of Jesus as the someone who overthrew the Roman Empire and established a new Jewish kingdom. They're raising this question. And Jesus replied, It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. Jesus simply says, you don't need to burn your head on such complex issues. Even today, the Christians are more interested in talking about complex issues. I noticed after the war broke in Middle East with Israel and Hamas, there are a lot of videos in YouTube and Facebook. The so-called evangelists, the preachers, they're coming up and they are, you know, talking about the end of the world and the Third World War, so many things. Here also, when the disciples raised a complex question, Jesus said, It's not for you to know the times. What you need to do is be my witness wherever you are. Instead of talking about the complex issues and arguing and debating, you be my witnesses. That's what Jesus is saying to his disciples. For being a witness of gospel or being a witness of Jesus is not an easy thing. Being a nominal Christian is always easy. Just being a Christian, you don't need to pay anything, you don't need to suffer anything. Being born to a Christian parents, you automatically become a Christian. Or having a Christian name, you automatically label as a Christian. Or having a membership in some churches, you are a Christian. But to become a witness to the gospel, or a witness of Jesus, is something unique, something very serious. It is a serious business. It's not that easy. For that you need to pay a price. For that you need to risk your life. For that you need to sacrifice something in your life to bear witness for the gospel. Think about the life and commitment of the early missionaries who traveled to different parts of the world with the gospel. The life and commitment of those missionaries. Missionaries from CMS, Church Mission Society, or LMS, London Mission Society, or Basel Mission Society, they brought gospel to our own country, India, and our own place, Kerala. Think about the life of those missionaries. Missionaries like Thomas Norton, like Samuel Mateer, Henry Baker Jr., Sr., so many personalities. I hope you might have come across their life stories, the way they suffered for the gospel. They left their own places, their own country. They left their families behind. Traveled all the way in the sea for months and months. And they bear witnesses of gospel, Jesus, in our land. And many of them did not even go back to their home. They were died and buried in their mission fields. We have Jobin Achan here. He's a missionary, working as a missionary in a mission field. After the service, you talk with him. Then you will come to know about the stories in the mission field. How difficult it is to bear witness for Jesus in a mission field, in a strange land. You can't be a witness of gospel, or you can't be a witness of Jesus by your own strength. For that, we need to gain some extra power to bear witness for gospel. We need to have an extra strength, extra power. Then you may ask, okay, then where can I find this power? From where can I get this power to bear witness for Jesus or witness for gospel? And here, Jesus said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. This is the source of the extra power. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. That is amazing, wonderful. Then again, question, from where can I get this Spirit? You said Holy Spirit is the source of the extra power for me. Then from where can I get this Holy Spirit? Can I buy it with some money? You know, in New Testament, and the book of Acts, we come across a person who tried to buy Holy Spirit with his own money. You know who he was? Simon, in chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, verse 18. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money. He offered apostles money and saying, give me the Spirit. I'm ready to give you money. And Peter replied, may your money perish with you because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. Then from where we can get the Holy Spirit? Today, the topic for this discussion is given in our lectionary is waiting upon the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a source of the power for me to bear witness for Jesus. Then from where I can get God's Holy Spirit? There are certain individuals and certain groups so-called church, they claim to have patent right of Holy Spirit, you know. They say that if you come and join in our church, if you come and join with our group, then you will be filled with Spirit. There are people and groups saying, I don't believe in that. It's a gift for everyone, everyone. It's a gift for everyone, for you and me. Then what we need to do? What Jesus said and what Bible says. In Acts chapter 1, verse 4, Jesus said, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. Nagarathinu vangi pogade, Jerusalemil thanne paarkkan. In Luke chapter 24, verse 49, again Jesus said, I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with the power from on high. Shakti lebikku olam, ningal nagarathil paarpeen. So we need to wait upon the Holy Spirit. We need to ask God to pour His Spirit upon us. We need to have a genuine desire for the Holy Spirit. And Luke chapter 11, verse 13, again, Jesus says, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Tannodu yajikunnavarkku aathmaavine ethra adhigam kodukkum? How much more? So we need to ask God to fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit. Do you know why many Christians are not willing to be the witness of gospel? Why many Christians are not willing to witness, bear witness for Christ? The simple reason is fear. Fear. They're afraid to stand in front of others and say that I am a Christian, I'm bearing witness for Jesus. The fear is the root cause. Same with the disciples. It was not our problem, only it was the problem with the disciples also. That we read in John chapter 20. They locked themselves in a room in the fear of Jewish leaders after Jesus' crucifixion. They locked themselves. യഹൂദന്മാരെ പേടിച്ച് വാതിൽ അടച്ചിരിക്കെ നമായി. സൊ ഫിയർ ഈസ് ദ റൂട്ട് കോസ് ദാറ്റ് ഫോർബിഡ് അസ് ഫ്രം ബെയറിംഗ് വിറ്റ്നസ് ടു ദ ഗോസ്പൽ. വെൻ വി ആർ ഡ്രെയിൻഡ് ഔട്ട് ഓഫ് പവർ, വി വിൽ ഓട്ടോമാറ്റിക്കലി ബി എൻസ്ലേവ്ഡ് ബൈ ദ ഫിയർ. സോ ദ ഡിസൈപ്പിൾസ് waited upon the Holy Spirit. And God fulfilled His promise on the day of Pentecost. That we read in Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as Spirit enabled them. So when they waited upon the Holy Spirit, God fulfilled His promise and filled them with the power of the Holy Spirit. So we need to wait upon the Holy Spirit. We need to ask for the Holy Spirit. We need to ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. When they were filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit began to expand their witness ministry. The Holy Spirit helped them to expand their witnessing life. Till that day, they were hardly known around Galilee, a small village, as Jesus' disciples. But after they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they came out of the locked room and they began to preach gospel with much enthusiasm, with much zeal. They began to travel across nations. They began to preach gospel. And God extended their witnessing life. From Jerusalem, it was extended to all Judea, then to Samaria, then to the end of the world. See, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, our life will automatically become witness of Jesus. We will become witness of Jesus. When we are filled by the Holy Spirit, then there will be a change in our life. Then by seeing us, the world will know we are someone unique, different. That is the witness. You don't need to go to some interior place. You don't need to leave your profession and leave the family and go to some mission field. Just be where you are. Live a life which is filled with the Holy Spirit, which is in control of the Holy Spirit. Then the world will come to know you are a unique person. That is the witness. We often sing a song in Malayalam. Parishuddhaatmave Shakti Pagarnidanai. One of the familiar songs. And we sing, Adya Nuchandile Anibhavam Pol. Lord, give us the experience of the early centuries, the early Christians. That's what we're singing. Adya Nuchandile Anibhavam Nyangangka Taranam. Adya Nuchandile Anibhavam Nyangangka Venam. Parishuddhaatmave Nyangali Shakti Taranam. We are singing it for many years. Let me ask you, do you know what was experience in the early century? What was experience of the Christians in the early century? They suffered severe persecutions only because they bore witness for the gospel. The Roman emperors compelled them to say, Caesar is the Lord. You must say, Caesar is the Lord. They said, no, for us, Christ is the Lord. They refused to admit Caesar as the Lord. The early Christians, they stood firm and said, for us, Christ is our Lord. And we know how much they suffered. They were beheaded, thrown in front of the wild animals, burned like torches in the streets. They've gone through severe persecution. That was experience in the early century. So when we pray, when we sing that, Adi Nuchan Anupam Nyanga Taraname, it was not an easy thing. It was not an easy life for the early Christians to bear witness for gospel. But still, they stood firm in their conviction. Even when they were asked to leave their faith, they said, no, we will stand firm in our faith. That's why the Christianity was spread to the nook and corners of the world. So we need to ask for the Holy Spirit to fill us. Then automatically we will turn as a living witness of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a free gift. It's a free gift for everyone, everyone. I always say it is not, belongs to certain groups, certain individuals. No, it's a free gift. God's Spirit is free for everyone. How much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Ask him. We need to ask for the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Then we will become the witnesses. Not only in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the ends of the world. The early missionaries, when they were filled with the Spirit, they left their own comforts. The people lived in luxurious life in West, in Europe. They left everything. They traveled to Africa, Asia, to the dark continents with the love of God because they were filled with the Holy Spirit. So we must ask God to fill us with the Holy Spirit so you can be a witness wherever you are. The place where you work, the place where you study, the place where you live, you can be a witness of gospel. So let us continue to ask God, Lord, fill me with the power of your Spirit. Lord, help me to live a life in control of your Spirit. May the good God bless us. Amen.